to David Tennant.
Morning, OC. How are you?
I'm very good. Happy New Year.
Thanks very much, and to you.
What did you get for Christmas?
Oh, it was such a long time ago now. I got a new bag, actually, which is sitting next to me right now.
Oh, crikey, what, a new school bag? Or
it is, like a new satchel.
Not a satchel.
Yeah.
And how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Hey, listen, well done on last night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Very pleased.
Was it a good night?
It was a great night, yeah. Well, it's always very nice to get a prize, isn't it?
Yeah. And
you know that? You're the award-winning Christian O'Connell. You know how that feels.
Thank you. And Sarah Brown giving you your gong.
I know, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, did you party with her afterwards?
Yeah, me, Sarah, and the cast of Hollyoaks. There we were.
And all those lovely loose ladies.
Exactly, yeah. There were a lot of them, weren't there?
Well, I don't know if there's
there
a lot
were
of them.
Hundreds of them.
No, it's just Colleen McLaughlin. It just looks like she's several different people, but it is just one big person.
No, honestly, they kept coming. I thought there was only four of them on that show. There was about 35 of them on stage.
I didn't realise it was at the O2. That is a huge venue.
Absolutely
for a do like that.
Enormous, yeah. Thousands and thousands of people.
Hey, listen, were you watching your last episode of Doctor Who and the regeneration to young Matt?
Of course I was. I wasn't going to miss that.
No, did you have a little tear? I did. I thought it was cracking TV. Well
yeah,
done.
Did you have a little salty drip, did you?
I beg your pardon?
You know, a little moist eye.
I did. I was tearing up there. Rich, you liked it as well, didn't you?
I did indeed, yeah. I thought the way he last 10 minutes visiting all his little sort of pals for the last 4 years and trying to write everything, it was very teary stuff.
Yeah, good. We like to make you cry.
And what are you doing now? What's happened with the American sitcom? Are we allowed to talk about that? Was that still...
Who knows? No, there's about 14 different versions of what might happen next to it, so we're just waiting to know what they're deciding.
And
you
did
see,
it go
I'm
well?
Having the easiest couple of weeks, you can probably imagine.
Yeah.
You've been following the what's going on at NBC, so I don't know, we'll find out very soon.
Yeah, so you're taking over from Conan O'Brien, yeah?
Exactly, that's it. That's it, I'm going to be doing the late night chat show slot.
And so, you did the pilot, how did the accent go down then?
Well, they didn't sack me, you know.
That's good.
So, I guess it was all right.
Well,
I don't know, you'll have to tell me when you... I'm sure you'll give me a full rundown when you finally hear it.
Oh, no. Hey, listen, while you're on, David, just quick, because I know you're off to Radio 4, to a proper show. Now, what are you co-hosting that this week, are you, with Humphreys?
No, I'm doing a bit of radio drama.
Radio drama? What, are you in the Archers? What's happened to you? Radio 4 drama? That's a load of old rubbish. It's always someone opening a door. Oh, Vicar, how are ya?
This is a very posh play, but written by Sir David Hare, no less, that I'm off to.
Oh, right, OK. And what do you play in it? You're like a bellhop, a sort of comedy. Trip over your bags.
When did you last listen to a Radio 4 drama? Because that... I think you're in 1952 there. I think that's Itmar that you're remembering.
I think there's a Radio 4 drama about a Randy Bellhop. Oh, madam, I've got the wrong room. Cue door opening. There's always someone in the Radio 4 drama. You tune in, there's always a door opening. Hello, Vicar?
I don't know if there's any Vicars in this play at all.
Oh, well, it won't work.
It's about the war against terror and, you know, sort of government misdirection.
All right, so it's like two pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
Exactly, yeah
I love all that stuff, yeah. Political satire. Hey, listen, we need your help. You know 80s movies and chick flicks?
Yeah.
Richie's going to read a list out here, but we need to whittle it down to four in the category of greatest 80s movie of chick flicks. Richie, what have we got so far?
Dirty Dancing, Footloose, Officer and a Gentleman, Pretty in Pink, Flashdance, and Harry Met Sally. When Harry Met Sally, two of those need to go.
Does that need to sound so sort of arsey about it?
What about Absolute Beginners?
Well, no, we don't.
Come on.
Here's my point.
Patsy Kensit. I know, I did as well. Patsy Kensit.
Patsy Kensit in that film.
Right, to everybody, we don't need new suggestions. We just need to take two out.
I don't really like any of them. Hang on, what was it? Pretty in Pink, I've never seen, so I can't comment.
Flashdance?
I've never seen Flashdance.
You've never seen Flashdance?
No.
What went on up in there in Scotland? Was it banned?
No,
David,
we had Highland
Fling
Dance.
Stay in your room until you're 50, David. You're not coming down.
Well, you didn't. They were sort of girls' films. When you were a teenager, you didn't go and see them.
What, you went to see boy movies?
Yeah, you did. You went to see, I don't know, the latest Indiana Jones or something.
What about When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah, that's a good film. We'll keep that one.
Oh, there's one of them he's seen. Officer and a Gentleman. You must have seen that. Rodent Lover,
never
Richard Gere.
Never seen that, no.
You've never seen Officer and a Gentleman?
No.
What about Dirty Dancing?
Never seen that.
Oh, come on!
I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
Oh, if Humphreys finds out about this over at Radio 4, he's going to spark you out. That man loves a bit of Dirty Dancing and Patrick Swayze.
That's never put baby in a corner, that's that, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, Swayze.
Yeah, we
have managed to dial into somebody who cannot help us about 80s movies, because you haven't seen any of these.
Well, the chick flicks I haven't. No, I can help you out in other categories.
Well, we're not... this has not happened at all. I said David would be help us out. Chuck
it. Get rid of Pretty in Pink. I don't think that should be in there.
Maggie's taking it.
Yeah, the arbitrary.
Right.
David's right. Yeah, take out Pretty in Pink.
All right, then. We've got that down.
Maggie knows.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, David, well done your gongs last night. Enjoy
thanks
the old
very much.
Radio 4 drama. I'll hopefully see you soon, mate. Happy New Year. Take care, mate.
Thank you. Take care, all.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.